This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's RIA Novosti News Agency released a video Friday in which a serviceman identified as belonging to Russian mercenary Wagner Group blamed Ukraine for damaging the infrastructure near Bakhmut. More from Reuters' Edward Barron.
Russian troops and mercenaries were closing off the last access routes to the besieged Ukrainian city of Bakhmut on Friday, on the cusp of Moscow's first major victory in half a year after the bloodiest fighting of the war. This video, released by the head of Russia's Wagner Private Army, shows his fighters inside Bakhmut, which has been blasted to ruins. Reuters verified the location of the video, but could not independently verify its date.
U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz held talks on Friday, focused largely on the war in Ukraine.
Sitting next to Scholz in the Oval Office, Biden thanked the German leader for German support for Ukraine.
Beyond your military support, the moral support you gave to the Ukrainians has been profound.
Scholz praised the cooperation between Washington and Berlin.
Really important that we acted together, that we organized our lockstep, and that we made it feasible that we can give the necessary support to Ukraine during all this time.
As they met, the United States announced a new package of military assistance for Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
China has now accused Washington of improperly attacking Chinese companies after genetics analysis giant BGI Group and 17 others were hit with curbs on access to U.S. technology on security or human rights groups. The Commerce Department said it saw danger that two BGI units might contribute to the government's surveillance apparatus. This is VOA News. His doctor says cancerous skin lesion was removed from President Biden's chest last month. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor says it was a basal cell carcinoma, a common form of skin cancer, and that all cancerous tissue was successfully removed during the president's physical exam about 2 weeks ago. O'Connor says the site of the removal has healed nicely and no further treatment is needed, though the president will keep getting regular skin screenings. Basal cells are among the most common and easily treated forms of cancer, especially when caught early. O'Connor says they do not tend to spread like other cancers, but they could grow, which is why they're removed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A new crew from the United States, Russia, and United Arab Emirates arrived at the International Space Station. Friday's docking was delayed an hour because of a switch problem with one of the capsule's docking hooks. SpaceX flight controllers in the state of California scrambled to come up with a software fix as the capsule remained 65 feet from the station. Same problem cropped up shortly after Thursday's liftoff from Florida. A New York man has pleaded guilty to stealing a badge and radio from a police officer who was brutally beaten by rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Thomas Sibick pleaded guilty to assault and theft charges for his role in the attack on Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone. Rioters kicked, punched, grabbed, and shocked Fanone with a stun gun after pulling him away from other officers who were guarding a tunnel entrance on the Capitol's Lower West Terrace. Another rioter threatened to take Fanone's gun and kill him. According to a court filing, Fanone's body camera captured Sibick removing the officer's badge and radio. Sibick remains free on bond and will be sentenced in July. His sentence could range from 33 months to nearly 6 years. Norman Hall, Washington.
Colombia is proposing transferring at least 70 hippopotamuses that live near Pablo Escobar's former ranch to India and Mexico as part of a plan to control their population. The hippos are descendants of four imported from Africa illegally by the late drug lord in the 1980s. They have spread far beyond the Hacienda Ranch located along the Magdalena River. Environmental authorities estimate there are about 130 hippos, and the population could reach 400 in just 8 years. The ranch and the hippos have become a tourist attraction in the years since Escobar was killed in 1993. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.